We just want to bring the community together. This is a new development and people move here, nobody knows each other. And 3 years ago, we thought it would be just lovely to use the arts to create more of a community spirit. So those are the aims. And it's grown over 3 years. So we have music, we have dance, we have a load of workshops, we have comedy, we have competitions, we have an art exhibition. Those are some of the highlights.
And in terms of putting on something like this, how easy is it? And has everyone got on board with it so far, Graham?
It's quite a lot of hard work. We're all volunteers. We do this in our spare time. We meet once a week over the last 2 or 3 months to plan an agenda, plan the activities, plan the workshops, and bring it all together to make sure that the week goes as smoothly and as possible.
And we're going to just break down some of the happenings throughout the week, but there is one big event that you hope brings the whole town together, isn't there?
We were talking about the Track Dogs, the group. 4 members of Track Dogs will be in St Michael's Church on Saturday evening, the 20th of June. They're a very exciting group. We're really looking forward to staging this. It's a big event for Nansleden Arts Festival Committee to put on, and we're very, very excited that we're able to bring this event to Newquay.
Yeah. How would you describe their music?
Oh, that's difficult because it's very international. One or two of them live in Spain, so there's an American influence, there's a British influence, and there's a bit of Spanish in there as well.
Folk, indie, Americana, I think, all that stuff. Yeah, it's a very eclectic mix, really.
The tickets are £20, limited number of seats because we're in St Michael's Church. We expect it to sell out. We just encourage you to book online, please, at Nansleden Arts Festival website and get your tickets now, please.
Talk me through some of the other events and happenings through the week. What other highlights have you got?
Well, I could talk about the activities for children a bit, because we're very keen to introduce children and young people to perhaps activities that they've never come across before. And it's subsidised, so tickets are really, really reasonably priced. So you can hand over your child to the festival for an hour or two, and we will introduce them to something new and creative. I suppose our highlight this year is belly board painting. The belly boards will be provided, and we have an artist who is going to come and help them learn to decorate them, and so that they can take them away and use them or display them on their bedroom walls, whatever. But that will take place during Sunday, the 14th of June, and it'll be in the school, in Nansleden School. We're having a day of workshops, mainly for young people, in the school on that day, on that Sunday. So that's Sunday the 14th. So that's a really big thing. On that same day, we have 2 scratch band workshops, one for adults, one for children. So it doesn't matter if you've never picked up an instrument in your life. James and Issy Brown will take you through, will teach you the basics, and you will perform by the end of that workshop. Only to friends and family, obviously, but you will be able to perform a song or two. So it's an amazing thing. We saw it happened last year, and it was absolutely brilliant, and the children got so much out of it, and parents too. We've also got various art-based activities. So, for instance, we've got Keith Sparrow, who's a local author, who is going to do a workshop on manga art, which is the Japanese cartoon art. And that, again, was really popular last year, so we're having that again this year. So those are some of the highlights for children. There are other things going on. And again, it's just, you just need to look on the website, basically.
What else is there? I know there's a chance to try circus skills, isn't there?
Some circus skills are happening in the park in Nansleden. Yes, we're excited about that too. I think there'll be demonstration of some circus skills and maybe some participation. It's a workshop for maybe children, and we're excited also about the MG Car Club from Truro coming over and bringing some of the classic cars to the park in the centre of Nansleden. And we understand that there'll be some Alvis cars, maybe that's a name from the 1930s and 1950s for some of our older listeners, but there's some classic cars coming, and I think that will be a big attraction perhaps to the men and women rather than the children.
In terms of the park, we've got an event on the Saturday afternoon, Saturday the 20th in the afternoon. We've mentioned the circus already. There will be a performance. We've also got some dance, salsa. A lady called Hayley is coming to give some lessons on salsa, because our theme being fiesta, we wanted to give it a slightly Spanish, Latin feel. And there's another dance group as well coming. We think there's a choir coming. And there's a craft tent. There'll be a sort of big top type affair, a craft tent with family workshops, so children can get involved in kind of messy, crafty things. And there's a 3D flower making workshop as well. T-shirt printing. It goes on.
And where can people find a full list of what's happening, where and when?
On our website, just go to nansledenartsfestival.com and you'll find everything you need to know. And with a link to book, some things will need to be booked, some will not. So events in the park, it's just a case of turning up. But most of the workshops you'll need to book, because there is limited space. Mm. We're using various venues. On the Sunday, we're using the school. We've got workshops continuing between the 14th and the 20th during the week in Nansleden. But some of them might be in a coffee shop here and there, or in the wine bar, for instance, or in our community centre. But they're dotted around. They're dotted around Nansleden, so you do need to have a look at times and venues for that. We've also got an art exhibition, and this is proving hugely popular, and it gets bigger and bigger every year. But local artists have submitted their work, and this year all their work is going to be in a shop unit, actually, on William Hoskin Road, and it's going to be beautifully exhibited, and it's for sale as well, and it's no charge to the artists. So there's a lot of hard work goes into organising that and putting up all the art pieces, but there'll be a mixture of painting, sculpture, all sorts of things, really. So that's going on. We'll have a scarecrow trail as well, so anybody can enter in Nansleden and you just make a scarecrow, tell us about it and put it outside your front door, and it will be judged and there will be a prize.